My prince, is that you? In his childhood, the prince had heard the story of the Sleeping Beauty, but had not believed it to be true until this very moment. He recognized her dress as a costume worn in this land more than 100 years before, and he saw how her hair, long and flowing, covered her in a mantle more lovely than the richest cloth of gold. The prince bent forward and kissed her. The princess opened her eyes and held out her hand. "You know," she said, "I have been waiting such a long time." Little Thumb, otherwise known as Tom Thumb. Tom Thumb believed he could easily retrace his footsteps by following the trail of the breadcrumbs he had strewn everywhere. But to his great surprise, he couldn't find even a single crumb. The birds had eaten everything. Little Ugly One, Empress of the Pagodas. The Empress undressed and got into the bathtub. Soon the little male and female porcelain figurines began to sing and play instruments. Some had lutes made of nutshells, while others had violas made of almond shells. It was, of course, necessary for the instruments to be as tiny as they were. Conversations of Beauty and the Beast. When I think of your good heart, you don't seem so ugly to me.
Oh, yes, ma'am. I have a good heart, but I am a monster.
There are certainly men more monstrous than you are.
If I had the skill, I would compliment you to say thank you, but I am only a beast. Beauty, would you marry me?
No, beast.
I die happy because it pleases me to see you again.
No, my dear beast, don't die. You'll live and be my husband. The beast disappeared, and at her feet she saw in his place a prince more handsome than love, who thanked her for having broken the spell which held him prisoner. Thank you. The Fairy Garden. In the garden, where we live forever after as children, between secret todays and hoped for tomorrows, where memory and time rise from the fragrant green earth to the deepest blue of the sky, we close our eyes and rest. And the soft, mysterious sleep of the fairies sets us to dreaming.